Support for Here and Now comes in part from the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs around the world, uncommon heroes dedicated to the common good. Learn more at skoll.org.
Welcome back. This Christmas Eve, we'd like to leave you with an old world recipe. Here and Now's Lynn Menegon spent some time last week with their 80-year-old Italian-born mother, Leia. As she turned 6 eggs, butter, flour, sugar, and some wonderful flavors, quickly fried in peanut oil, into a confection that's become a family Christmas tradition.
We are making sweet bows, or farfalle dolci.
I thought farfalle meant butterflies.
No, it could be a bow tie, too, like a bow tie.
Oh.
The ingredients are 6 eggs, 6 tablespoons of granulated sugar, 3 cups of flour, 1.5 teaspoon of orange flavor, 1/2 cup powdered sugar, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 2 tablespoons of butter, 1 tablespoon of almond flavor, and 3 cups of peanut oil. Very important, you put peanut oil.
Why peanut oil?
I think it works because at the end of frying, I have almost all my oil there.
In the pan?
In the pan.
All right, so how do you start?
You start by beating the eggs lightly.
You've taken your eggs out.
2 hours.
Oh, really? You've got your eggs out 2 hours.
They're more effective when they are at room temperature than versus cold. See, they do it, they used to do it in a very different way. They put a flour well.
They used to put a well of flour on the table, and they used to beat the eggs in the table?
Yes, and they beat it inside there.
Why would you put it on the counter?
Because once upon a time, I guess, they didn't think through.
So now you're beating the eggs.
I beat the eggs.
You're using a wooden spoon. That's okay, right?
That's okay. Yeah, you can get the other one, too. I mean, a whisk. But when you put the flour, the whisk is too weak. So I prefer doing it with this. Oh, I forgot the butter. Getting the butter out. We melt the butter because, or you take it out and have it at room temperature. You cannot make it, cook it, or boil it, or bubble it. You just have to soften it.
Okay, so this is a fast way to get it ready.
Yes.
You're putting the butter in now?
Yes.
Okay.
You put the salt.
How much salt, Mom? You're not using a measuring spoon here.
Yeah, 1/4 teaspoon. So it's just...
In other words, a little bit in the palm of the hand.
Sugar and salt. You have to have salt all the time because it makes the sugar and the salt makes a better flavor. Now, we cannot fool around with the flavors. You have to measure them. Almond extract, 1 teaspoon. That orange extract, 1.5, almost 2. Oops. Cheating, cheating, cheating. Now I put the flour. You probably need to add flour again, because this is not enough, I can see it.
How can you tell?
Because it's not hard enough.
So what are you looking for when you make this?
Not too hard. And not too soft. This is a question of your own judgment. You cannot have a sticky. It's like making pasta, actually, because eventually you have to lay it down and make like a thin layer to make the pasta. What I do now is put flour in the counter and I put down my dough.
It looks like a small lump of dough. And you're going to make 6 to 7 dozen bows out of this?
Yeah, approximately, yeah. I have to roll them out, see? If it's thin, you make more bow. I flour my hands.
So you're using your hands like you're just kneading bread?
Right, the same thing.
So it's kind of like in a nice elastic dough?
Absolutely. As almost, I have to come out clean out of the surface when it's ready to roll.
What do we do next?
Form the ball and cover it with plastic wrap. You have to cover the dough because it makes a hard skin if you don't, like this. That's it. Then we rest for 30 minutes.
Wow. Oh, okay. What do we do in the meantime?
I don't know. Wash my hands.
Did you ever have these growing up in Italy? You were born in 1930, so
yeah,
you...
I went through the World War II. I was 15 when it ended.
So that's a, those are difficult times.
I don't see, I don't remember any making any bows because it was not flour, no sugar, no nothing.
Did you have them when you were a child?
We used to make them in school. We had a 4-5-story clay stove in the classrooms for the winter. It's like a shelf. It's made like a shelf so the heat would come out. We used to make the bow and cook them right inside there. So everybody would say, where is this smell coming from? They certainly didn't imagine it would come from the classrooms.
When we were growing up, you used to have to hide them. They were so good.
Inside of the dishwasher, yes, in a box. But you find out where I went and take them out. So.
Now,
rolling pin.
Got to have a rolling pin.
You make a quarter of the dough.
So you divide the dough into quarters.
Into quarters, yes. I work the first quarter. This is hard work because this is no machine by hand. Some people that they did not have anything, they even used to do with a bottle. People over with that. They were very resourceful. I pick up all these tricks from the old people.
So you got like a pizza, a large pizza size here.
Yeah.
And you have to make sure the ends are as thin as the middle.
Yeah.
It is very thin. I can see the marble through.
You start cutting.
Take a knife.
And you go approximately like this.
So you make a thin, long, thin strip of an inch wide and 6 inches long?
Something like that.
So you take the little strip and you just tie it in a knot. A little loose knot.
Yeah, loose knot. You don't have to be a racer, but you try to do it quick.
Putting them in the oil, 10 at a time. Two in each one of them.
Yep.
It's until they're nice and light brown.
1 minute?
Not even, a minute, yeah.
I'm ready to take them out.
And that's it. Put them on a paper towel.
And they sprinkle them with confection sugar.
Right after they're done frying?
Yes. It sticks much better. It can come out much better.
Let me try one. Mmm.
Enjoy. And I hope you like my farfalette dolci.
Here and now is Lynn Menegon with her mother, Leah Menegon, making sweet bows. You can see photos at our website, hereandnow.org.